we had this silly date. It was meaningless, really. We met and chatted and walked a bit, but there was an energy immediately. No, not immediately, from before immediately. It's the reason we made the date. We agreed to meet at our favorite bookstore. Already we had something in common. You looked exactly as I expected. And when you saw me, your face lit up and I was smitten. Do people still use the word smitten? You asked me permission to hug hello and I kissed you on each cheek and I had this overwhelming urge to embrace you right there, having never seen you before. I didn't, of course. It was silly. We walked and talked, and the conversation was easy and good. I asked if you'd eaten, my cue that I wanted the date to continue. You had a favorite place. We went. And you asked, when we were assigned the booth, if we should sit across or next to. And I said next to, as though we had known each other for years and wanted just to feel each other's bodies next to each other. We ate and talked, and the conversation was interesting. You smiled this beautiful smile, and I wanted you to know that it was okay. I was giving you permission for you to touch me. So when we laughed at something moments later, I touched your arm, just with my fingertips, just so you'd know it was okay. They came to clear the table and you offered me your open hand. I looked down and watched our fingers glide and intertwine, then looked up to meet your gaze. We smiled. "This is nice," you said. It felt like I needed to kiss you immediately. It was so silly. We'd just met. It was crazy. It was wrong, against every rule I'd learned about meeting somebody new. "Can I kiss you?" I asked. You grinned sheepishly and said, "Yes, of course." And I thought it would be a little kiss, a small little peck, but it wasn't. It wasn't a rude or too long or too deep kiss. It was a kiss that said there was a connection here that neither of us understood. It was a kiss that said, "We need to pay the check." And we did. We started to walk again, and I knew I needed more. We were walking the streets. We weren't kids who had no place to go. We were grown adults. We had no reason to be making out on street corners. We walked a few more blocks. You grasped my hand, and I looked at you, and we acknowledged it. We leaned in and kissed. And we couldn't stop. We had to stop walking. People had to walk around us. We started walking again. I knew there was a park ahead of us, and if there was any place to stop, it would be the park. Halfway through, I pulled you over and wrapped my arms around your neck, and we kissed like two teenagers, lustfully but gently, deeply. After a long while, I whispered, "We should keep walking." But we never made it far before we had to stop. 10 blocks, 5 blocks. Evening turned darker. The twinkling lights of Manhattan. Empty office buildings. Street lights. Shadows. We had gone 50 blocks walking and talking and kissing. I've never used the word caress before, but that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to caress you. We're at our final stop, a dark indent at the base of a huge skyscraper. I hold your head in my hand. I run my fingers along your hairline and down your jaw. Hold your chin in my hand. Run my fingers down your neck, my thumbs along your collarbone. I wrap one arm around your back and pull you in so close your head tilts back. and I start again. My fingers curled, following your forehead, your cheekbone, your jaw. I watch your eyelids flutter as my thumb caresses your lips. Watch the smile begin at the corners of your mouth as I run the back of my hand along the length of your throat, and my fingers linger over your collarbone, then move to the top of your shoulder, the back of your neck, the nape of your hair. Oh, when you moan like that. I pull you closer and give you the softest kiss, and it grows stronger until our lips part and close and part and search for each other. I feel your body give way, your head tilts to one side, your neck beckons. I run my lips along the top of your shoulder until I reach behind your ear. Kiss your earlobe, kiss the top of your ear, kiss your temple, kiss that spot between your eyes. Kiss your nose, kiss the top of your lips, kiss your top lip, kiss your bottom lip, kiss your chin, my hand following close behind. You lose your footing and I catch you, your head now resting in the palm of my hand, my thumb traveling across your cheekbone, and that moan, that satisfied moan. I didn't understand the power of a simple caress, but I understand it now, and I am flooded with need and desire as I watch you, eyes closed, sinking into my hand, nuzzling your cheek into my fingers, my thumb making small strokes along the side of your face. Like a kitten, you press your forehead into my hand, asking me to pet just there. So I do. And I hear you exhale. And I think, I did not understand until tonight the power of softness. I didn't understand how touch could mean so much. Normally, I would have raced ahead to touch every part of you, but I linger here at your beautiful face, at this beautiful, beautiful face, lost in contentment and sensation. Your eyes slowly open. You see me, waiting for you, searching your face for what brings you pleasure so I can give you more. I want nothing else. Just this minute, here, under the moonlight, under the street lamp. I suppose people have been passing us all along, but I only notice them now. And I think I cannot say goodnight yet. I pull you closer. We kiss again. I should go, you whisper. I know you're right, but... Reluctantly, I turn away. I'll walk you to the bus, I say. You nod. And we hold hands. The whole thing is incredibly cheesy. It's every rom-com I've ever seen, every New York City fantasy anyone's ever had. But here we are, lost, immersed, desirous of just one more kiss. And you say you have to go. I know it's true, you do, but I lean down and you bring your hand to my cheek and I feel it, the power of the caress. I put my hand over your hand, my other hand on your cheek, and we stand there like idiot statues, just holding each other's faces in our hands, hoping the bus doesn't come. And we both at the same moment decide we need one more kiss, which turns into an embrace, which turns into that longing. I need to see you, I say. You nod. You nuzzle my hand. I promise to change my plans, arrange my day, do whatever I need to do so that I can see you again. I spend the next 12 hours daydreaming of your face. And when I finally see you in your doorway, you invite me in, and before I've even taken two steps, we're kissing again. And I know I will not be leaving anytime soon. I'll stay as long as you'll have me. We will kiss and touch, and suddenly, at that moment, I realize all the parts of you I have yet to touch. Your arms, the indent of your elbows, your wrists, your fingertips, your torso, your chest, your nipples. It's long after midnight when we stop. I ask if I should leave, and you look at me as though I hadn't understood it was decided hours ago that I was staying. We sink back into the bedsheets, and my hands begin again to touch you from head to toe. The outline of you, the indents, the bumps and nooks, the rolling hills of you. Hours later, when we awake, I know you must be starving, and I offer to get up and bring you something, but you are renewed and joyous and giving, and you tell me to lie back as you give again to me. Until finally we lie there full. In the past 24 hours, we've used every cliche and enjoyed every single one. But it began with a caress.